Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight, you know, I am so excited. Tonight, we're going to be talking about unlocking the mental potential of the human mind. Tonight's topic is unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain success. But before we get too deep into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this awesome platform that we can come together collectively as a community to express ourselves and our dreams and our visions. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked in, and loaded to Hip Hop National on the regular. We ask that you give them, you bless the gift that you have gifted them with, as long as they understand that you are the creator, you are the master, and you have given them a vision to fulfill. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Now, guys, just to let you know, I can't tell you what to do as far as your faith. I like to influence your faith, and that's no secret. But I'm a Christian that does hip-hop, love what I do, love why we do it, and that's why we come together on this platform. But I think prayer is important to put before everything you do. So that's why you get it here on this program. So as no further ado, we're going to say unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain success. It has been argued that we use 10%, 5%, or even 1% of our brain power. So much untapped potential. The question is, how could average people achieve extraordinary things? And we all start off as babes coming from the womb. We come here with nothing. How do so many people acquire so many things, and sometimes in short times? And why him, not me? That comes in the questions of just about everybody's mind, especially in the entertainment world. We want it. Everybody want it today in a microwave, systematic way. So the question is, how do we untap that potential to make it start happening in our lives? Tonight, I got Vernon Ford Jr., president of TVNT Entertainment, and I got him on deck with us. I want to bring him in right now. Vernon, welcome to Hip Hop National. Would you please tell us who you are, sir? What it is that you do, and give us your opening statement of tonight's topic.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yep. Kind of hear you. Sound like you're on some kind of speakerphone. If you would take us off speaker and just go straight to the phone, it'd be better.
No, I think it's just the reception. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you well. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right. Like you said, my name is Vernon Ford Jr. I am president and CEO of TV Entertainment, and we're a multi-purpose entertainment company, and we help a lot of people around the world as far as, like you were saying, the hip-hop culture, music in general. And as far as the my opening statement, as far as the topic I want to say is persistence overcomes resistance. I just want to leave it like that as far as right now. Persistence overcomes resistance.
Resistance overcome resistance. I like that. That was short and brief. I like when someone kiss their opening statement, because I know they're getting ready to dig in with a long, long quality conversation. We got Raw Dog over in the cut with us, Rodolph. Welcome to Hip Hop National. This is my boy, you guys, just to let you know. He's right there with me. Like, we be in the trenches together fighting this war on entertainment. Go ahead, Rodolph. Welcome to Hip Hop National, brother. Tell them where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from Federal Way, Washington, up here in Washington State, in the Pacific Northwest. And, yeah, you know, hey, with a great introduction like you just gave me, I feel like, where's the bus? He's trying to throw me under it. But I think you have a great subject tonight. I think that this is one that, you know, when you said, that why him, why not me? You can look at an individual, but you can't tell how intelligent or how willing they are to find the necessary qualifications that's going to allow them to be successful in the endeavor that they're trying to do. So, you know, hey, we'll get into it because I think this is a great subject for the young people to think about because it's just not because of the way you dress or, you know, necessarily how well you dance. You know, it's got something to do with the mind, the ability, and the character to be able to deal with business so you can come out successfully. So take it back, Poetic.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you guys from the opening cut, and then you guys give me your response here. How much do you think this all come into play? Because pretty much every man has got some form of it, and that's wisdom, understanding, spirituality, discipline, listening skills, learning, being able to learn, then make right judgment. Do you think that all comes into play when you're getting ready, you know, as your character, as you was just saying, Rodolph, you was talking about character. How much does wisdom, understanding, spirituality, your self-discipline, how does it all come into play? Give it to me.
Well, I think, you know, that old phrase, you know, a fool and his money soon part. You know, it fits because the more intelligent that you are, the more survival skills that you put in your pocket. You know, to act properly, to be able to, you know, conduct yourself in a manner, to be able to negotiate a contract, to be able to present yourself in front of people in the proper light, to understand that, you know, in this entertainment business, it's all, you know, lights and glitter, you know, in front of the camera. But behind the camera as the individual, you've got to be able to deal with business. So the word success is something that you can say that you achieved. You know, don't lose light of the goal. You know, it's a job. You know, it's just the same as if you worked at McDonald's. They've got rules and ways to conduct yourself. Well, so does the music industry. And, you know, but the only thing about it is you're your own boss to a certain extent. So, you know, you can move yourself in the wrong way or you can move yourself in the right way. Let's put it like this, the wrong way, DMX, 12 children, prison. You know, he's starting at the bottom trying to rise again. You know, if that's what you want to go through, well, okay. Can we say he's successful? Yeah, we can say he's successful, but let's just talk about as far as fulfilling his goal of, you know, becoming, you know, having a bank account. You know, he might not be able to have one with 12 children and child support. So, you know, the pitfalls, survival, intelligence. You know, the drugs, staying away from those, you know, the pitfalls. They're all out there. And, I mean, you know, they're there. And they get a lot of young people as they go along trying to hit their goal. So, you know, when you start to think of intelligence, you've got to be intelligent. You know, when you start to think about character, you're safer in church than on the corner at night. You know, so you the choices that you make are the choices that are survival skills. And once you realize to become an elder, you have to sidestep a lot of things that other people are talking up and claiming because they're not true, you know. It's like, you know, the elders used to say, you know, if Johnny jumped off the cliff, would you jump off? Would you follow him? You have to be your own leader as far as a man, as far as a female. You can't, you know, take the word of mouth and follow it and think the course is right. You've got to educate yourself, be intelligent enough to make the right decisions, business and in your life.
Well, we all know that, you know, don't get me wrong, the music business is really no different from any other business. It's the way we go about it. And I'm going to ask you, Vernon, here. In the hip-hop culture, we kind of live out loud. We want to live in our own lane. We want to produce our own behavior, and we want everybody to accept it. Would you not agree that that's kind of the hip-hop culture, that we live out loud. We live out. We kind of pretty much say, you know, today I'm wearing saggy jeans, and the world gonna accept that. And when I go into when I'm doing my video, the first thing that come out of our mouth is this, that, and the other. Now, my question is that business or is it business light? You let me know, Vernon. You're a CEO. I need to know. I want to hear from you.
All right. Yes, I hear your point of view, and is it business-like? As far as, all right, was strictly talking about the hip-hop culture, I mean, Rod Dogg, he kind of, like, hit it right on the nail. He said, you're controlling your own destiny, and you want to, you know, want to set by an example and for the youth, and not even the youth, just any of us in general. But besides that, I would say that, yeah, you're your own entrepreneur, you're driving in your own lane, you want to have money and women in your videos and stuff to that nature. Don't get me wrong, there's ways of doing it, and I'm not against that. But the way the culture is at this particular time, I don't think it's really a great business model and a good role model for our youth nowadays, because they're picking up younger and younger on what's really going on around our country. So I totally agree with you as far as that. You know, I don't think it's a great business model on what the hip-hop culture is came to be versus when it was back in the 90s, 70s, and so on and so on. It was a totally different the chemistry, how things were put together was, you know, I believe that, you know, if there was no old school, there would be no new school. So the newer school and my upcoming, generation and stuff like that, it's totally changed, and it's not, like I said, I can't get enough of it. It's just not setting a great example for our youth coming up that may want to be a rapper, that may want to be a singer, may want to be whatever they want to be, male or female, but this is what they're seeing, so this is what they think they got to do to get that recognition, whatever it is, which is fortune, fame, whatever their desire may be, you know, that's what they're showing to. That's what the upcoming is. It's like, you got to do it like this to be a successful hip-hop artist. You know, you have to do it like this versus, I have actually a Christian rapper that's on my roster that does the complete opposite, and he's actually very, very successful in what he's doing and stuff like that. So, no, I don't believe that is business-like as far as these hip-hop artists and what they're doing. Do I still listen to their music? Yes, I do. But do I believe it's a positive role model, positive outlook to the world? No, I don't. But like I said, I don't believe it. Like you said, it's not a business-like as far as what they're doing and how they're doing it to persuade people that this is what you have to do to be, you know, to be a Jay-Z, to be, you know, your T.I.'s or your Young Jeezy and stuff like that. And more props to them. They made it. They whatever they had to do to get to where they're going. But I just don't think that it had to be certain things that those individuals doing, a lot of others. We could be here all day. I don't got time to name everyone. But as far as what they're doing, the outlook of this is what hip-hop is, that's not where hip-hop originated from. So, you know, a lot of things change over the times, and this is what we're dealing with as we speak.
Well, I'm definitely going to we're going to go back to that in a minute. I'm going to bring in Sonya for you, Ink Chappelle. Don't kill me if I got it messed up. But anyway, Sonya, this is your boy, Poetic. Wanted to say welcome to Hip Hop National. Please tell us where you're calling in from. And give us your company name. Thank you, ma'am. Go for it. Sonny, you got me on mute.
Sorry about that. Yes, I did have you on mute. Anyways, okay, guys. My name is Sonya Cochran. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm not in the music industry, but what I do is multi-level marketing with a company called Artist International. And in this company, we focus on health and wellness and obtaining wealth without the limitations of jobs and the limited mindset and mind frame. So my ultimate goal is to actually be a motivational and inspirational speaker, ultimately, but I'm using this as a tool to get to where I want to go. And I love the music industry. I love everything that y'all do because it takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of guts, and it really takes a strong mindset to move forward in the music industry because not everyone makes it. But if you change your mind frame, you will make it, and you have to just think to do something bold. Do something that's going to stand out, something that no one else is doing. Don't be a follower, like y'all said earlier. Be a leader. And leadership isn't something that develops overnight. It's something that takes time. You have to constantly read and get knowledge from other people, observe other people, and just keep moving forward and just understand that eventually you're going to get there. And you have to constantly believe in yourself and trust in God and always put God first, because without God, you will go nowhere. And if you do get to the top, you're going to come right back down. I mean, I really don't know what else to say other than that.
Well, I think you said a mouthful there. Actually, you just added to the conversation, and that's a good thing. You said say something, be bold, be different, and we're going to talk about that. The reason why I want to say
that. And I do want to say one more thing that I have read the other day, and it stuck out so big. It said, if we view a problem as intolerable and overwhelming, it will be. But if we view the situation as a challenge but manageable one, it will be that. And that just lets you know your mind has control over every single thing that you think and that happens in your life.
I love reading books, so tell me where you get that from.
Actually, I read that book. It's called Keep Calm and Carry On by Mark. I can't even say that last name, Renicki or whatever. He has a PhD, but I do read other books like, what's his name, John C. Maxwell. Oh, my gosh, I love him. And if you want to, you can put that CD in your car and listen to it every single day, and you learn something new every single day, every trip that you make.
Awesome. Now, tonight we're talking about unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain success. Okay. First of all, I'm going to tell you, a lot of times as kids, we have been conditioned. Sometimes our parents have told us, or not, in some cases, my parent didn't, I can tell you that. But in some cases, parents have told us you ain't going to be nobody. Adults around us saying you ain't going to be nobody. You don't know how to read, such and such. And then all of a sudden, you come with this extraordinary talent. You're born with a gift to perform, and you have the ability to actually take it and raise the bar. but sometimes you're self-defeated by the negativity that's in your life. How much do you believe that negative words have a play on the mental, our intellect? I'm going to start with you, Sonia. Tell me your thoughts.
I believe that negativity is horrible and it can bring you down, but only if you allow it to. Like for me, for instance, anytime someone ever thinks something negative or says something negative to me, I always find the positive in it. For example, if someone complains on Facebook or somewhere else, like, oh, my car, my air conditioner, my car went out, that they're looking at it as a negative thing. They're stressed out about it. They're worried about it. And me, I'll be like, oh, well, okay, your air conditioner's out, but at least you're going to save gas, which will give you which will allow you to save money in order to get the air conditioner fixed. But most people can't. They don't look at things on the positive side, and you just have to boot out negativity and then surround yourself by positivity. And every time that you feel something negative on you, go and read the Bible. God will remind you of how amazing you are and why you should be positive in everything that you do.
Wow, wow, wow. It's amazing how the word come up a lot and how often we reflect to it. Ryan, what's your thoughts? Give me your feedback on that. Negativity. Do you think negative words have a very carries weight on the average human being's mind in achieving great and extraordinary things?
Yes, absolutely. Negativity is, you know, it can ground you that you could be stuck in that negative aura. You know, you could be stuck in that instead of moving forward. You know, the negativity can really affect to your full potential on what you're capable of if you're surrounding yourself around just, it could be like she said, I can't remember the lady's name. I'm sorry about that.
Her name is Sonia.
Sonia, like she said, even if it's something, it doesn't have to be necessarily a physical person or people around you. It could be, you know, you just turned on your laptop, went on your Facebook, your Twitter, and there's nothing but negativity on there, but you got to be able to, you know, bypass that, because if you stay stuck in negativity, that's all you're going to get, you know, instead of, you know, breathing that out and breathing in positive energy, literally. There's different, a lot of different things that I've done and continue to do. Sometimes before you even, you know, brush your teeth, meditation helps. I've done that before. Meditation early in the morning, it might sound ridiculous, but it really does work. There's all different things that get that negative energy away from you, especially, and it seems like, especially when stuff is going pretty good, going great, you're doing different things, and it's always going to be a curveball in that, in your journey. Always and every time, but you got to be able to deal with that and stay positive, because the negativity will suck you up, no doubt about it. Like a water on sponge, it will suck you up, and then you won't. You just stay in that mind frame, and that's not what we're here talking about. Is being positive and getting out of that negativity, you know. So the negativity really exists, and like I said, it's different things. You know, reading does help. Like I said, meditation does help early in the morning and late at night before you go to bed. And then, and you know, just reading and just doing different things. Sometimes I don't even turn on my television, because I turn it on and here comes the news. That's negativity to me. There's nothing positive coming out the news. You know, so just there's negativity on all different angles that comes at us, and it depends on how that individual deals with each and every situation is the outcome that you're going to have, whether it's positive or negative. And my grandmother told me, rest in peace to her, whatever you're dealing with, it doesn't matter what it is, you change that negative into a positive and just keep it moving. So that's basically what I've done ever since she saw me, since I was a little boy. And, you know, it's not as easy as I'm saying it, because I've been there, down that road, but, you know, maintain myself with self-development, you know, just knowing myself and knowing what I got to do to be able to deal with these curveballs in each and every angle of my life. So that's how I deal with it, and that's I hope I shared some wisdom with you guys on different things that maybe you guys can do, whoever's on the line and stuff like that. So that's my outlook of it.
Awesome. I got John Lowe sitting off in the cut. We would call him the Long Stranger. No. John, it's been a minute, man. Just wanted to reach out to you and say hello, brother. How you doing, man? I know you've been listening.
I'm doing okay, man. You threw me under the bus, then.
He generally does,
doesn't he? John, you should know better.
you
know we're about throwing people under the bus on this show, right?
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, y'all done a great job and an excellent job. You know, this show right here is mentor to these young kids out here, these unsigned artists. And y'all prep them and prepare them for what's ahead of them in life. Everybody on your panel, they always have positive things to say and to give good advice. Like I said, I was reading one time that one negative comment to somebody, it takes 17 positive remarks to erase that one negative thing. So you definitely need to surround yourself around a lot of positive people. And that's one thing I love about this show right here, because we got a lot of positive people come on here, give good advice. Your platform is very intelligent with people that come on here and got, you know, good experience about life and tell you about the things that's going to help you down the road and help you get unstuck. And this younger generation, they stuck right now in life. But like I say, this platform, what y'all bring to the young unsigned artists, you teach them how to be young men and young ladies and prepare them for the industry. Like I say, it's such a great thing, you know, just to hear y'all talk and give knowledge. I sit back and I listen all the time. Well, not lately, but I sit back and I have an ear and I listen to everything y'all say, because it's very important to enhance you with your future plans dealing with inside this industry, but it's helped you also in life. And like I say, I don't, you know, because like Raw Dog give good knowledge out there, telling us what we need to do for the young kids, and he kind of be tough on them, but that's what they need, to be tough. Somebody need to be tough on this generation, because we always say this next generation is lost. If we doesn't teach the next generation, how is they going to learn? So your platform opened up a broad avenue to help mentor to these young kids. And I think this young lady, she was talking about she want to be a motivation speaker. You know, that your platform also opened the door for her to be able to speak to people. And
when I tell y'all like this, man, I really got a chance to kind of, you know, have some good conversations with this lady here. This lady is so upbeat. Her personality, she don't let the negativity of a day spoil her mission of operation. That's why I brought her on tonight. Because I've been inspired by the way she speaks, the way she's motivated, the way she's upbeat and say, "Hey, she has this I'm gonna win attitude," and I think that's the potential that the untapped potential that every person need to have, that, you know, that persistence, that consistency, that I'm gonna win no matter what. you know. And it's not trying to beat the competition, because we struggle, all of us struggle with challenges of beating the competition. But the challenge is, how about challenge to beating yourself or your last best? That's very important. It's a key that we all need to look into. How do I beat my very last best, not trying to beat the next man out? Because sometimes the next man can help you as teamwork achieve the goal that you're trying to do. Teamwork is a very important key. Wouldn't we all agree?
Yes, yes, definitely. Poetic, I just want to thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to come on this call and for all the wonderful things that you just said about me. And I love the fact that you just mentioned
teamwork. Well, that wasn't about
you, buddy.
That was about somebody else. You thought I was talking about you?
No, but hey, I got a big head, and if you're talking about it, it sounds like me, then I'm thinking it's me. You know, I got to mess with you.
Hey, Poetic, the way you talked about her, can she cook a pork chop? Then she's perfect.
And that's her.
Whatever.
This is the part of the show that we're going to go take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Unlocking the mental chains, that's pretty much what we're talking about tonight. The things that hold us back from success. But when we come back, let's talk about the network. The network of the people that we associate ourselves with. How impactful would it be if we surround ourselves with good people versus surrounding ourselves with a negative crowd? Sometimes in the music business, we are faced with that, because from the background that we've grown up with, we're faced with, should we bring that crowd with us, or should we leave them behind so I can achieve my next some good results in my life? Sometimes we're faced with that. And that's a question that we all are faced with as we go on to move towards success. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us, okay? You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain success. This is your boy, Poetic. We'll be back in just a moment. Keep it where you got it.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identities, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on hold, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls.
Nah, 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 boo, boo. He chose the ugly and duckling over you. He stole your boyfriend.
Photoshop. Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO. Visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you Hello. Can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
All right, guys, we are back. We're talking about unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain success. But before we go there, if you want to be successful in this industry, you're dealing with some good people on deck right here on Hip Hop National. By uploading your music, they get a chance to hear it. And then you never know what they want, when they may want to connect with it, because it could go into a TV commercial. That's why we purposely tell you to send in your radio-ready MP3. That's minus all the profanity, for a reason. We deal with various genres of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, in order to kind of blend all the mixes of genres. We ask you just to be mindful of the other part of the audience. So that's why we ask you to do it that way. We have had America's Got Talent on here, BET, Universal, Def Jam, Capitol Records, various radio stations. Come on, guys. Right here is a pot of gold that you're sitting right here. It's a diamond in the rough, allowing you to untap that potential that you have right here on Hip Hop National Radio. So go to Hip Hop National Radio, www.hiphopnationalradio.com, and upload your MP3 today. Right now, I got Vernon, TVNT president. And Vernon, just before we went to the break, we were talking about network. Your network that you're surrounded in, rather a negative or a positive, how much influence could it be on you in going to the next level, or you digressing to a lower level? What's your thoughts, sir?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yep, hear you well, sir. Did you hear us?
All right. So as far as the network, I mean, the network that I do associate myself with and always looking to expand, I mean, the network that I'm currently dealing with, it just pumps me up, because I got a lot of people that is in my network circle that's doing fairly great for themselves as far as pursuing their career and things to that nature. So the network, how it has a really, really positive influence on myself, you know. Like, I've helped a lot of guys, a lot of groups, females, you know, all different genre of music and things to that nature. So as far as the network that I'm dealing with right now, shout out to all of them. They know who they are. They're really positive individuals. And as far as the negative network, that, of course, I get negative people, is whether it's on a social media site, whether it's in person and meeting, I just really just eliminate that, whether if I have to defriend you, don't be your friend on Facebook anymore and block you, or if I'm in a meeting with you and I see that it's not a positive outlook, I just got to tie my hands with you and stuff to that nature. But the network that I am currently dealing with is really, really positive, and that's the God's honest truth, right? There's a lot of people that's doing things to a positive, really, really positive, that it's incredible. It gives me goosebumps when I talk about it, because I've seen a lot of the individuals that I am dealing with that I grew with, you know, from years on out, and where they started from and where they're at now, you know, it's unbelievable. So, like I said, any of the negative, I really don't have time to even dwell on, you know, the negative people that came and now they're no longer in my circle. And, you know, and sometimes I've been in a situation where I allowed the negativity in my circle, because I was trying to help an individual, but I'm a human being, so I allowed it to go a little bit too far, I would say, just for the simple fact that I wanted to help the individual, but it didn't go nowhere. So I just, ever since that, just anything that I just sniff out the negativity or I see is negative, I just automatically eliminate it, you know, because I tried hard to bring this person up and help that individual, but I see myself going down because I was too much into that negativity aura, and it was crazy. So now I just eliminate anything that's negative. If it's not positive, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're a trash man, be the best trash man you can be. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing, all the way down to that extent. It's just the negativity. When I tried to help this individual, because I knew this individual very well, we went to grade school together and stuff, maybe that's why I gave him a break, but I just couldn't hold on to that negativity piece, because I seen myself slumping down with him, and that wasn't cool, you know. So
yeah, don't get me wrong, as far as we all cross that bridge at times in our life, that we get caught up with someone that they're going left and you're trying to go right, you know.
Absolutely.
And because I'm gonna give you a perfect example. I had two friends that served 25 years to life, and we kind of all was going in the same path at one time, but it was a decision made to say, you know what, I think I need to separate myself from this stuff here, because that negativity will only beget negativity in my future. So before I stepped into the crime era, I decided to walk the other way. I was square. I was looked upon as, actually a nerd. So, but at the same time, I graduated mentally.
Absolutely. I like to piggyback off that. A couple more things.
The lines of other people, because I want them to definitely chime in. But go ahead. Piggyback.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, you know, you gotta have that mental to be able to make that decision, because everybody does have a decision. And I would say I've obviously made the right decision. You know, I do have a family, and I wouldn't be on your show right now, and I wouldn't be doing the things that I currently are doing and done in the past, if I didn't make that decision mentally with myself, what I want to do. Because it's either one. It's not in between. It's either you're on that side of the fence or you're on the other side of the fence, and I took the right choice for the betterment of my life and my family and to be able to prosper.
Yeah.
Can I say okay. something really quick? I
no,
just want to tell
no,
you.
Yes, go ahead, Sonia.
No, hold on. Don't tell me no, okay?
I'm messing with you. I just like to say that
okay.
when people ask that
no,
question.
No, I just want to say that don't waste your energy on people who don't want to change themselves because they're only going to bring you down, as you said before. And I learned this, and I will not do it. I'm there. I care about you. I want you to grow, and I want you to change, but I can't want it more than you want it. So if you don't want it, then I'll just step aside and let you follow me from a distance until you want it. Then I'll be there for you.
Absolutely. And y'all see why? Let me tell you something. This lady is not in the music business, but y'all can see why I brought her on. Because I'm telling you, she has some really extraordinary things to say and add to somebody's life, touching somebody. Somebody has to hear what I'll say with both of my have said so far. And John, I love you, man. Just to let you know that I know I came hard at you at the front door, opening up your mic tonight. But please forgive me, man. Please, I'm on my knees, brother. I'm on my knees. John Lowe, talk to me.
Yeah, man. Like I say, man. One thing I had to learn myself is that it's some people, things I wanted to pursue in my life. I had to grow some things. You had to grow some things in life. And the conversation that I have with other people is not on the same level, so I wasn't fitting in with them. So I stopped trying to adapt to their environment. So I had to create my own environment, my mental state of mind, what's going to make me comfortable and do the things that I like to do in life. And for me downplaying myself, that just held me back. So I wanted to grow. And so I had to get around some people that forced me to grow and stretch and better myself to get to another level in life. You always got to go through levels in life to grow in life. And this platform here, you know, like I say, it had taught me a lot about growing as a man, as a person, just not a business, just not by the business of music, but as a person, as a human being, as a man, it also teaches you some morals in life, some things that we all need to cultivate in our life, and special if we plan on being in this industry, because the industry now, I'm telling you, true stories. And you don't call no name, but it's a true story. That was a young lady. She was trying to get into the industry. Looking good. Everything was coming. But the way she was working her way up to the top wasn't in a good way. Wasn't carrying the stuff in a lady life. Okay. This lady went to have to sign a contract with a major record label. But this young lady was not carrying herself in an appropriate way with her team, a manager and a lawyer and all those type of people. Some kind of ways, you know, she kind of got involved with one of the people was on her team, and she went to sign a deal. But some kind of way, the person that she was having dealing with was good friend with the lady. Person that owned the label, but long story short, but she didn't carry herself in an appropriate way as a business wise. It caused her a record deal because she was not in line with her personality and attitude. So that got a big factor in your music industry. Because that's what the industry is also looking for. Because I think earlier, Raw Dog was touching on a little bit of that. I called it tail end of it. But your attitude and personality is going to go a long way dealing with this music industry. But this person missed the whole deal of not being using the right business steps in her career, trying to see it like that, clean it up the best way I know how. So so that's very important. So these young people need to be mentored to and taught about business and how to carry themselves inside the industry. It's very important. So the young lady that you have on the platform, you know, trying to talk and give knowledge to the young people, they need to hear it. That's a true story.
But, let me jump in here right after John Lowe. God bless you, John. This is Raw Dog. Now, you know what? I'm old school. You know, they used to have mantras they used to give the younger people to think, to motivate them in the right way. They used to, I know that you guys have heard this one. An ant can move a mountain. But what they didn't tell you is not in a day. You know, there's no such word as can't. It's not now, which means you have to learn so that you can do. There's another mantra, whereas if you see a clown in a car and he pulls up and you get in, when you stop at a light, a kid in the next car is going to look over and say, Mama, there's a car full of clowns. So association is going to put you in the light, especially if it's negative, that's going to make you part of that negativity. You know, so when we start talking about things for people to think and things that, that you know, the young people need to understand, yeah, you know, intelligence and being able to find a solution and to achieving their goal by understanding what it takes in their character and in their intelligence will get them what they want. You can't be a lawyer just by putting on a suit. You've got to go through the educational process. You've got to put in the time. And then you've got to pass the test. Everything's got a test. Life has got a test. You know, you can go the wrong way, spend 25 years in prison. You failed the test. Because God gave us all a purpose. You know, I'm not trying to say everybody's supposed to be religious, but guess what? I am. So therefore, if you fail your purpose, there's a place for you. It's in the stupid line. You hate me when I say that one. Well, you don't hate me, poetic, when I say you just dislike me using the word the stupid line.
Strongly.
But let's call it what it is so people don't want to find themselves reflected, like, you know, in that light, you know, because that, you know, my elders used to say, that's stupid. Well, that was such a negative line to be in that you motivated you to learn and be more intelligent about how you acted and what you did. You know, you left your books on the bus. That's stupid. I was just tired. But it was stupid. Go to bed early. So when you get off that bus, you remember to take everything with you. I mean, they gave you things to think about so that you could achieve your goals. And I think that's what's lacking in the young folks is to understand they're individuals. Be a leader. Be a champion. Be a good person, you know. And when you start to put all those elements together, they take work in each category. You know, you got to be well-rounded. They always, you know, I don't hear that much anymore. To be an individual, you got to be well-rounded. You just can't be one way, you know. And I heard somebody say something about the saggy pants. Remember when everybody used to look at GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly magazine, where the guys were dressed in the suits and the shirts, and they had creases in their pants and what have you? And instead of looking at something of fashion and style, they turned to the hip-hop magazines where the pants are sagging. Well, that's just a character. You know, okay, what? I got to say this. What if Flavor Flav was one of the biggest hip-hop stars ever? Would we all be carrying clocks around? I mean, you know, so you got to understand. not me, but he's still carrying that clock.
I know you didn't, but when I was a student in school, I saw that behavior coming in the forefront because don't get me wrong, the icons of America become symbolisms in America. So our kids tend to follow the influence of power because of the influence that they're able to do. So that's why we have to be mindful as now coming into the industry, because at the end of the day, you are going to grow a lot older, and at the end of the day, you will be retiring from that industry, and you're going to be retiring with whatever you brought to the table. And so you should be able to, when you go leave home, to be successful in this industry, you need to be able to come back home and be able to retire with no remorse. I hope that was understood. I hope that was understood. I'm going to go to Sonia. Sonia, did you understand what I was saying? When you leave home and going to reach for your journey in any industry, if you're gonna do it respectfully, you're gonna have to come across that fork in the road. Am I gonna do this respectfully? So when in turn that it brings value to my life, or is it gonna devalue my future? Those are things.
Oh
that
yeah,
we need
and I think about that all the time. Every time before I make a step and do something, I always think about the impact that it's going to make on other people. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I'm only 25 years old. I'm a baby. But I think about how many people I'm going to have an impact on in our future generation. And I want to make sure that I succeed in a respectable way so that way they can see in life that they can succeed, too, with respect and integrity, and that's just the kind of example I want to set for people. And being young, if
have
I'm
you
able
always,
to do
that. I'm talking about from a child, have you always thought that way? You're 25
no,
now.
No, it's a growth. It's a, I have made some mistakes in life.
No, not you, Sonia. No, we know better.
Whatever. Yes, I am, just like everyone else.
Okay, awesome. The reason why
I want to ask y'all something, though. I want to know what it is that got y'all into the music industry. What does it mean to you?
I'm just
curious.
That's a very good question. And I'm gonna start off with John Lowe. I'm going to ask John Lowe to answer that question. What got you into this music industry thing? So ask that question again, that's saying. Ask your question.
What got you into the music industry? Like, what is it that motivates you and keeps you in the music industry, and why did you choose the music industry out of all the industries that you could choose?
Okay, John. That's a great question. Okay, mm-hmm. The reason I got into the industry, I think you said something earlier about I want to use this as a bridge to get to, I really like to help the young kids. To mentor to the young kids and stuff like that, to be able to reach them and get a chance to talk to them. So the best industry to get in is the music industry, because music, you can communicate with anybody dealing with music. The only way you're going to get kids to listen is through the music. So I wanted to make some changes in my life so that I could impact somebody else's life, because I made a lot of mistakes in my life as I was growing up. In my neighborhood, a lot of kids looked at me, and I was doing some things. I used to drink a lot. I was a heavy drinker, very heavy drinker. And I stayed that way maybe about 10 good years. And the young generation that was looking at me, and I looked back, and I feel like I helped contribute to some of the things that they're doing now in their life. So once I change my lifestyle, I would like to make a positive footprint on their mind. So I said, I need to get in this music industry. So that's the best place to get and to reach the young heart out here. So that's the reason that I chose to get in this industry. And what keeps me in here is that these young kids are very talented. You got to have talent to be able to sit down, to write, to arrange this music, and you know, it's an art. But these young kids need to know how to nourish their gift and make them grow, to prove them just right, you know, to bring them to their full greatness, so they can step into their greatness, just not about their music talent, but into their life, so they can impact other people's with their music, because that's how they speak through their music. So that's what made me want to get in this music industry, because I want to really want to use it as a bridge, is to help young kids.
Sonia, now, Vernon, I'm going to ask you to answer that question for Sonia.
The reason why I've gotten to the music business industry is I'm actually an artist myself. I started writing music at the age of 9, and I also was ghostwriting at 9. I wrote a whole song for my godbrother at the age of 9, and I just loved the aspect how you can express yourself through your music and things of that nature. Also write poetry and short books. So I was a creative writer at a really early young age, and that's what really got me into the music business now. But currently what I do now, I'm playing behind the scenes to help others get to where they want to get to, and when that light shines on me from the man upstairs and tell me when it's my time, then that's when I'll step back into that lane. Until then, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing as far as being an executive, playing behind the scenes and stuff to that nature. I just have the love of music, period. No certain genre of music. I love all music. As long as it got a good message in it, it sounds good, got a good tune to it, I'll put it in my headphones. So that's what really got me into the music industry. And just like I said, I started writing at 9 years old. And ever since then, you know, I just continued on and I liked it. And then I remember when I first heard myself record, and just the whole experience in itself was just amazing. So I was like, I can do this. And I just continued on from being 9 years old to a teenager to an adult until what I'm currently talking to you guys about right now. So that's what really, you know, the long story short, to sum it up, is really gotten me into it, is being able to express yourself, being able, you know, I've gone through a lot of tribulations and different things that, you know, I'm not shameful for, because it made me a better person that I am today. And, you know, I had different pointers from my mother, my parents in general, my grandmother. Like, when you're angry or when you're upset, when you have different emotions, you could be even happy. Won't you write it down on paper and stuff to that aspect? And I just took that and ran with it, and this is what I'm currently doing now. So I just, like I said, to sum it up, just a love of music, period.
Awesome, awesome, man. Thank you for your answer. I appreciate that. Sonia asked a very powerful question. She said, why did you guys pursue the music industry out of all the other industries to choose from? And we're going around the panel to answer that question. Dante, I saw that you was there. I know you listen in by your computer. You can call back in. We were coming around to you. We're getting ready to go to a break for a short second. We got to keep time. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us, and it will be a short and brief break. So we'll be back in a moment. We're talking about unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain success. Sonia, she stated a very good question. I really think everybody want to chime in on it. So we're gonna kind of go around the panel. Thank you very much, Vernon, for your feedback. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. It is more to come on the other side. You're listening to Hip Hop Nation.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Finally, there's a free online dating site for singles on the internet. At thehiphopdatingspot.com, you'll connect with singles in your own backyard and all around the world. And remember, thehiphopdatingspot.com is free to join. Get the lowdown on events and places to go, join groups and forums, or just chat with that special somebody. Check it out now. There's somebody waiting just for you at thehiphopdatingspot.com. Still here? Go to thehiphopdatingspot.com now.
From the streets to the radio throughout Central Florida, it's your girl, Lady Boss LB, and Lady Mia, Ladies with Slaters, bringing you exclusive interviews on various hip-hop artists from the past, present, and future. So keep tuning in to Hip Hop National Radio for LB and Lady Mia for the real source on hip-hop news, fashion, and upcoming events. Central Florida, we're looking for rappers in the game, or if you're an upcoming artist and want to be heard, hit up the ladies with the latest to set up your interview. Let the nation know what's going on with you and your music. So contact LB and Lady Mia at Hip Hop National, 877-580-8555. That number again is 877-580-8555. HipHopNationalRadio.com. LB, what's that website again? HipHopNationalRadio.com.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Alright, that's how you do it. You just put it on mute and just have a conversation by yourself. Everybody can hear it, but nobody's hearing it. So anyway, what I'm saying is, guys, we just came back from a brief break. So I'm talking about unlocking your mental chains in order to obtain success. The question is, and Sonya proposed it. Sonya, if you would, propose that question one more time in your words. It was very authentic.
I'm sorry, am I on?
Yes, you are on. You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to know why it is that you chose the music industry out of all the industries that you could choose.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to go around again, and we're going to – Quinn has raised his hand. Then we're going to look at – I thought Dante had came back. He did for a brief second, but go ahead. Quinn? You now have the floor.
Why do we show music industry than any other industry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know me, I'm an upcoming artist anyway. You know what I mean? And I love music. You know what I mean? I can't go through the whole day without, you know what I'm saying, listening to music or making music. You know what I'm saying? So I do this, you know. Well, I would say half a day, you know what I'm saying? I do it a lot. I do it all the time. And what makes me love the music is how the music is made. You know what I'm saying? Not only how the music is made, it's how, you know, what you put in the music. You know what I'm saying? And you make music that makes sense. Nowadays, you know, we got a lot of rappers out there, you know what I'm saying, claim they about it, but they ain't about it. You know what I mean? They ain't about making music like, you know what I'm saying, real. You know, it's a difference between making music, you know what I'm saying, and doing business. See, when you making real music, you're doing business. And when you just making music, you know, when it ain't about nothing, you just making music. But the music is wonderful. I love it. You know what I mean? I love it. I've been doing this all my life, ever since I was about 5 years old. I was 5 years old when I started it. And now I'm 25 years old. And, you know, I'm still is going, you know what I mean? But don't get me wrong. At one point in time, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to give up. But, you know, I chose to keep going. So, hey, the music is wonderful, man. That's what made me want to get in and chose music industry than other industries.
What does it mean to you?
Well, what does it mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it means a lot. you know what I'm saying? Because I can talk about my life, you know what I'm saying? I can talk about, you know, what you go through. And, you know, actually, a lot of times, you know, when I make music, you know, actually, I talk about me, you know what I'm saying? When I was born blind. So, actually, I talk about me being blind, you feel me? And not only just, you know, me being blind, I just talk about what goes on in, you know, and your surroundings and your cities and how, you know, the people that you deal with. You know, you can't, you know, it's like, actually, I'm working on a song called I Can't Make You Love Me. And, it, you know, it's talk about dealing with a female. You know, you can't make her love you, if, you know, if she don't want to, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's why I'm saying music, it actually means a lot to me. I can talk about my life. I could actually, you know, when I'm, you know, stressing about things, I can, you know, go somewhere and make music and, you know, talk about it, you know.
That's great. I'm glad you didn't quit.
Raw Dog.
Well, you know what? See, now, I'm glad that you brought me in later than in the beginning, because I had to think about that question, the real answer to that. You know, some men are mechanics. Some men are photographers. Some men are fishermen. I do the music because I can be at home within my own area. I built a studio. It's more productive than video games and puzzles. I get a pleasure out of it because it's a, once you put together a production, and I do the music. I'm not a singer. I'm not a vocalist. I tried, and I failed. But I keep trying, and maybe one of these days I'll get that voice, but it's just not happening now. So I produce music. And, you know, the family loves it because they can walk by the room and see that dad's home, you know. I stay grounded, you know, when I finish a production. It's an accomplishment, you know. And, you know, it's like I say, it's better than video games and drinking beer and screaming at baseball games and what have you. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's more productive for me. It's enlightening. You can put your emotions in a I Hate You song. You can put your emotions in a I Love You song. You can put your emotions in It's Time to Make Love. You know, so there are so many directions that you can go. That, you know, that it's a fulfillment. It's something that God puts in each one of us. You know, I don't like getting greasy working on cars. So my thing is I'll come in and fire up everything in the room and make the house shake, you know, and let out what emotions that I might be feeling at that time, or, you know, try to create something that the world is going to embrace and understand, you know, because like the government shutdown, you know. Hey, I think we could all use a government shutdown song, you know. So it just works that way for me.
Well, now last but not least, because I got to come in with mine too. I was just letting everybody else say it so I can steal from y'all response.
Well, you promised to tell the truth. They reduce your medication, so you just sing a lot. And
yes,
please, nobody ask him to sing. Please, don't. Go ahead, Poetic.
For me, I've been challenged with this thing all
you
my life. Somebody's yelling at somebody.
Hey,
hold on.
You're going to raise a child.
That's not in my house.
all right. For me, my journey started when I was about 12 years old. I gotta admit, I was definitely impressed and inspired by the glamour that hip hop was bringing to the life of a young man, and the things that they were able to do, and how they were able to express themselves and say what they wanted to say at the time they wanted to say it. I was influenced by that kind of came in. And then it gave me, for me,
I saw the Cat in the Hat was the thing that my theme book when I was a kid. I used to love rhyming. I thought the rhyming was like, it was just a creative peace of mind. I didn't know why I was doing it. I was just doing it. Then hip-hop came into play when Rapid Delight came out for me. That was like the first song that I just connected with, and I was able to see myself on a journey in writing. Now, along that path, I said I wanted to be famous, and I think just about everybody on this song, no matter if they want to admit to it or not, in all reality, we all wanted to be famous. And that is really one of the reasons why we gravitated to it. I can't speak for them, but I'm just speaking for them. But I can speak for myself. The reason why I took on this path, because I wanted to be famous. Then, after actually plugging into this thing and having to learn by reading books, and learning that this is not just a path of glitz and glamour. This is a path of promotions and marketing, and understanding that it takes a lot more than a song that is hot with a hot beat to make it into this business. So from there, I started to explore what makes an artist tick. And I found out that the background structure of this whole program is to have media out there beyond just the song, the CD, the tape, the 8-track, whatever it was at the time. It was beyond that. It was the marketing that went into it. And that's what I connected with, and that's why I'm on this path right now, to help young artists understand that this is a business. And I'm passionate about it. My passion is my passion, it's my dream, it's my desire. But it's also my passion, dream, and desire to share with the world. So that's why we're on this phone tonight. Thank you for that question, Sonya. That's mine in a nutshell.
That was so wonderful.
No, if it counts for anything poetic, you're famous to me.
But I mean,
you cut the joke on me earlier, so I had to get you back.
That was so beautiful.
I love it.
Now, can I ask you a question? Was
yes,
it the
sir.
Fame, or was it the you wanted to shine?
Shine. Don't get me wrong. I saw Will Smith coming up, and I was like, wow, this guy's on TV. I can do that. Well, then
right.
Tupac, I can do that. And I'm looking at it, and I saw how they were growing. Don't get me wrong. Just about every rapper is looking at the rapper before them saying, man, I want to be like Big. I won't lie to you. Biggie painted the picture right. He said, "I used to look up in Word Up magazine." You know what I mean? He see himself on that scene. You know what I mean? And that's how we all looked at it. We
True
saw
that.
Ourselves there.
We wanted to shine.
And we wanted to shine. We wanted to be there. But as
yep.
we mature, like for me, maturity brought me to talking about this business of music. I mean, I no longer want to be the guy on stage on front, but I want to be behind the scene putting the guys who want to be on stage, but I want to help them achieve that goal, that dream, and give them that drive and give them that systematic way of doing business. I want to be responsible for that.
Yeah, because you know what? The funny part about it is that when I look back in the music people that I've dealt with and came up with that were in the music, and they're gone. They passed away. They had, you know, and they were terrific talents. But
yeah.
as you say, it takes that marketing. It takes that marketing because you can be an entertainer all of your life. But you would have been better off to get a job. You see, I think that's what why Poetic is now with Hip Hop National. He has a family. He has a wife. I have a family. I have children and what have you. And so what happens is that, you know, wanting to shine is not going to necessarily pay the bills, because you have to promote. And if you don't understand the business industry, just being out there entertaining on stage a week here, a week there, a weekend here, a weekend there, I hate to say it, but, you know, they, as I was coming up, musicians and entertainers couldn't get credit. So, you know, if you wanted a car or to rent a house or buy a house or what have you, you didn't have those credentials to come back with as a business, because we didn't know the business. We had to learn the business. And see, there's part of
it. I'm going to tell you something. That's what I saw personally, that many of us just don't know the business. My brother saw it in me, and that's what made me wake up to say, you know what, I got to learn everything I need to know about this business.
Exactly.
I don't know everything. I really don't. So that's why I have these topics. I have these discussions for the things that I have not read. But I do read. I do read. But this program is really brought to you by Hip Hop National for us to reach those who are challenged in reading, who don't get an opportunity to read, don't have the time to read, or are unable to read, period. That's what this program is for, so you can get it auditorily for your ear, so you can grow from it. And if you guys got a testimony, I'd love for you to step up once you've made your achievement and say, Hip Hop National, bring it. That'll be a blessing for me. Personally, I don't have to win, get no money from it, but to know that we reach one to teach one. And that's very important. Vernon, your last words. We got about 10 minutes. What's your last words of the night? Unlocking the mental chains in order to obtain your success. And I'll guide you there. In the beginning of the show, Sonia spoke of something, and I wanted to bring it up a long time ago. Being bold, being confident, being unique, and being different and creative. What are your last words that you'd like to share with our audience, that maybe you can give them a tip that they can run with? What's yours, Vernon? You got the floor.
Mine's is for whoever's listening, whoever's, you know, this is, first and foremost, I want to say it is a pleasure, Poetic, to be on here. It's an honor. I appreciate you bringing me on. You know, we had a conversation early this morning, and we're doing this now. So I want to start that off like that. I really do appreciate it. It's a very, very excellent platform for anybody that's want something in their earpiece, like you said. You know, I just want to get that out the way and really say I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be on this panel right now. And therefore, for everybody else that is listening, that is chiming in, I say just go for it. Whatever it is you want to do, you know, my last thoughts on everything I've learned from the other people that's on this panel, I appreciate you guys as well. You know, I'm taking notes. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, so like I said, goes to my first statement. My first statement is going to follow up with my last statement. It's the persistence overcomes resistance. Just go for it. Whatever it may be, go for it. You know, there's, you know, platforms like this, is, I haven't seen one, but there's, you know, whatever you can get your hands into, and like they said, understand the business model of it. It's not just about a hot beat or a hot song, hot lyrics. You know, just continue on and guide yourself in the right direction. Stay positive. Network with positive individuals. You know, refrain from being into negative. You know, we're all going to fall into it. It's, you know, what I mean by fall into it, not literally, but it's going to, temptation. That's what I was looking for, temptation. There's temptations every second of our life. But keep your eyes on the prize, ladies and gentlemen. You just keep your eyes on the prize. And like I said, my first statement was persistence overcome resistance. Hey, people are going to tell you every day, you're not good enough, or people may lie to you. Sometimes we see people go on, like, what is it, America's Got Talent, any of them type of shows, and there's a lot of flukes on there. I don't know if they're acting or not. Just stay focused. Stay focused on what you want to be, whatever you want to be. It doesn't matter what you want to be, but just stay focused. Stay as positive as you can, because it's easy to say what I just said than actually do it. And I understand
totally
that. Just stay focused.
Totally agree, bro.
I got a couple more seconds to wrap up what I'm going to say. But
you got a couple more seconds.
Focused,
I got to go around the panel, bro.
Yep. Just stay focused, right. And I hope some of the wisdom I shared with all of you guys took that in. And I hope I was a great panelist to this show. Once again, shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, the number one. You know, I appreciate you guys. It's a great, excellent platform. Shout out to my team. Without my team, like they were saying, the business aspect, I'm just one person, but without my team, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. So shout out to my team and my positive network around me. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, sir. Stay with us. Sonia, you now have the floor.
Okay, I just want to end this with a question for you guys to take away and answer it yourself whenever you get off this, I guess, off air. My question is, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to risk losing everything you have to gain it all? And if so, I want you to go for it and never quit, because once you start quitting, you think quitting is okay. Now, God bless you all, and good luck.
Short, brief, what a kiss. Keep it simple and short. I love it. And subtle. And then John. Yes, sir.
I was like, yeah, that's a tough thing when she ended. But just like this, if you... it's possible. You got to say to yourself, it's possible, whatever you want to achieve in your life. If anybody else has achieved it, you can achieve it too. You need to put yourself around OHQP, only high quality people. That's what's going to get you unstuck in life, is get around some motivation people that are going to motivate you in life, and that's going to make you stretch and reach for more. In life and stuff like that, and get yourself unstuck.
Did you say OHQP?
OHQP, only high quality people.
I love it. Still in that, John.
Well, I stole it too.
Still in that, brother.
But that's what you need. And definitely you need Hip Hop National Radio team to be around you to help you out, because they some great people. They got great people on the panel. They're helping everybody out that in this music industry to take them to the next level.
All right. I haven't heard from this guy, but I saw him raise his hand earlier, but he may have gotten disconnected. Dante, welcome to Hip Hop National. Dante. Dante, you with me?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Poetic. How you doing? Good to hear your
doing
voice,
up,
brother.
Good to
yeah,
hear yours
you
too, sir. Long time, Dante.
Yeah.
I got to do this to you, man. Somebody else, brother. You're a long stranger, brother. It's been a minute, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You won the title,
oh, yeah,
buddy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Good to have you.
Yeah,
good to have
it's
you
wonderful
home,
to be back. Yeah, I had to always come back. You know that old saying, there's no place like home. You always got to come back home.
Always got to come back home.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Hip Hop National has been a great aspect to. Yeah.
What's your last key point that you would tell a kid today?
out of unlocking their mental chains in order to obtain success? What would be that what would be a tip that you would advise?
Okay, one of my motivations would be is to share with them, keep striving, accomplish, succeed, and always think good thoughts. Like no matter how rough it gets, yeah, stay encouraged, be encouraged, and stay uplifted, and think positive thoughts and think good thoughts, and then it's like good things will come. That would be like my inspiration to, like, you know, to teach and reach the children as a role model, as a mentor, you know, to encouraging them to strive, you know, so they reach the top, but never stop reaching. Always, you know, keep improving.
Dante, I'm going to cut you short because we're ending this segment part of the show. So I'm going to cut you short. Quinn.
Yeah, man. I'm here, man.
What would be your last tips with your peers? Because you're a young man. What would be your last tips to your peers?
Well, you know, my last tip, man, is say that, man, look, keep God in your life all the time and forever. And, you know, keep a positive head, man, you know what I'm saying? Keep a cool head, stay away from bad spirits, man, and just do you.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Really, I appreciate everybody for bringing that on. But I want y'all to stay on. This is very important because we're getting ready to get on the bus in a few minutes. Raw Dog, what's your last tip, sir?
Well, you know, the only thing I can add to it, because there's been so many points how they should do it, is this: love yourself, understand yourself, but make a plan, and then make a second plan. Because you never know when there's going to be a bump in the road. And if that's where your goal is, you'll get there. Just keep a positive mind and keep learning. That's it.
All right. I got two. I got one from a guy named Jawar. Think, plan, and execute. That's a friend of mine. And
I just said
the other one. Think, plan, and execute. But Jawar, that's a famous quote that he actually have coined. And then the other one I want to say, is what a guy named Charlie V always tells us. And it's called the 3 P's. And don't get it out of order. Promote, promote, and promote. And don't get it out of order, right? Right, Raw Dog?
Hey, that's true.
All right, guys. That's what we do right here on Hip Hop National. And we're getting ready to close out, go to the music session. But I wanted to ask everybody online here, what station gives you the best tips and advice in the music business?
Hip Hop National. Come on, y'all.
HipHopNational.com.
Come on, let's get on the bus. Here we go. Dr. AT in the mix. We got him coming up. I hit to the hop and you know we don't stop.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell them about
tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So no motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm following my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact to the south side, yeah. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospital. Plus they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother film records out of city claim me. That's west coast, down south, midwest keys. I'm the one my number's for, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell them at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place up the room the man at the sea. Whether here on the track low so poetically. I could tell more but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like.
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go, now they flow. It's two step doubles. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step doubles. But I'ma take it slow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She don't rock big shoes or procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark color cup of pink. You've been late. She got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two steps for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Do the let's do. Got it flow. We can take it slow. So incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Got it flow. Two step double. I'm so out of control. Like Damon Letterman. Yeah, it's my show. Got it flow. Got a bad juice. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you get loose. Coming out too close. Drop it low. I'm so super cool. Got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Now they got a bad view. Just do what it do. So I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. Just one true love. Some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur. I'm all extra. Come on. Come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. The two-step double, now you two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what you dream about. Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream
about. Roscoe Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
Never be marching. We don't stop. So we'll be singing in the east. So we'll be gathering. We in the west. So we'll be shouting. We'll be singing.
brother in the 229. It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in, and this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home, we gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229. Let's stop the violence. Them 4-5s and them 8-Ks. Let's put them guns away.
They
put them up.
They will be marching without doubt.
So they will be.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah.
We all human beings. How?
howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast,
yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel
yeah.
steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah,
we all human beings. Come on,
yeah.
Cause together we will achieve.
Yeah,
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord, we all.
Yeah,
we all human beings.
Yeah,
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah,
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah,
our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads,
yeah.
Blessed to be,
yeah,
yeah. Equality,
yeah.
Yes, Lord, we all human beings,
yeah,
yeah. Equality,
yeah.
Yes, Lord, we all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah. Got some homies down in Waco. They keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity? Or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me. The devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring. He's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings every penny for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to Him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evidence. His homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government adequate. We know about Connecticut. Yeah. Said it, deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheet, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, she's hot.
Oh, it's hot.
On the go again, baby so free. Look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby, see me, turn it round, hit the flow and then go on, do your thing. All I wanna see is fantasy. Baby, what it be? I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got up, he feel like I done anything. How you got it on the squirrel, girl? Got me going. Welcome to my world, girl. If you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now. Bring it close to me on the quad in. See, it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, gon' sign it, peace, sing.
Hot, hot, testing, testing, hot, hot, testing, testing, hot.
joiner. This a club banger. I'm a club near. Yeah, club ranger. I'm flat tail, but the plane ain't need a hanger. New fit like the clothes ain't need a hanger. Rare chick like the species that's in danger. She hard to find like a new DM club banger. And if you hate this, here's a middle finger. Blowing triple limb, let the smell linger. Oh, you nasty, huh? Oh, you dancing, huh? Oh, I'm Jamie, huh? And you fancy, huh? And we the type to get it a little switch with JP on the hook. That's some good shit.
This is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here, for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling.
Everybody, let's get on the bus.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.